And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Today is the Prescott Day, and Robert, you're here as my host.
Thank you, Sherry. Glad to be here. Yeah. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday to you as well. And we have some great guests today, so I hope everybody will stay tuned and stay listening. We have guests from the Sacred Heart Roman Catholic Parish of Prescott, Arizona Downs, Footwork Auto License and Title Services, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, You're here to introduce our first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. I'd be happy to. Our first guest is from Sacred Heart Roman Catholic Parish, Jim Wren, who is a parish manager. I'm kind of twisted in my words. Too many P's, I guess. Welcome to the show, Jim Wren.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thank you for allowing us this time to speak. As Robert said, my name is Jim Wren. I'm the parish manager at Sacred Heart, located at 150 Flurry Street in Prescott, right near downtown. I received a very special calling to move across the country last year to take this position at Sacred Heart. Very proud to hold this position and very proud of our parish. Sacred Heart is the oldest parish in our diocese, which is the Diocese of Phoenix, currently under Bishop Thomas Olmsted. The parish was originally founded back in 1877, believe it or not. And the Claritian missionaries have served Sacred Heart all the way since 1915. Currently, we are blessed to have three priests. Our pastor is Father Raj Brito. We also have two associate pastors, Father Ralph Berg and Father Vicente Montiel Romero. Our first location of our church was down at the corner of Marine and Willis Street, where actually the Performance Arts Building is now.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, it is a beautiful building. But our current church has been at Flurry Street since 1969. Our mission statement is being the living example of God's love to others. A wonderful and very brief mission statement, which we try to serve every day in serving the community of Prescott. Back in 2014, a plan was formulated to renovate our 50-year-old church building, and we completed a $3 million renovation project in the fall of 2018. The entire church was completely renovated. We have a new altar, a new baptismal font, a redesigned sanctuary. We also added an elevator, new pews, and a new sound system.
And I have to say, it's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And we were able to give Sherry a tour. Very proud to do that. We also had the mayor visit our church recently for a tour. We're very proud of it. It is a very beautiful church. Mm-hmm. Many people have commented on that. Following Catholic tradition, the church had to be rededicated before we could use it again. And so our bishop came on November 4th and rededicated our church. We currently have over 1,700 families as members of our church. So we have a fairly big parish. And we have, believe it or not, over 50 ministries that parishioners can get involved in, encompassing the general areas of faith formation, pastoral ministries, worship and prayer ministries, parish committees, and service ministries. We're also proud to say that we have a vibrant Hispanic community as part of our parish with 14 active ministries in that particular community. The Hispanic ministry offers some special services to our community, such as a citizenship fair, the Mexican Mobile Consulate, which visits us in the fall of each year, and also providing advisory services and resources for the Hispanic community. We offer quite a few masses for our parish. We actually have six, a 5 p.m. vigil mass every Saturday. On Sundays, we have 7 a.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m. Spanish mass, and a 5 p.m. youth mass. We also have hospitality programs for our parishioners, and we offer a coffee and donuts program after the 7 and 9 a.m. masses 3 weekends a month. On the second Sunday of each month, our wonderful Knights of Columbus serve a full breakfast for a small fee from 7 to 11 a.m. So we invite the public to that event, usually on the second Sunday of each month. Our Catholic community, in addition to our church, also includes a licensed preschool and a kindergarten through 8th grade elementary school. The preschool accepts children from the ages of 3 to 5 years old and follows the curriculum based on the Arizona Early Standards Program. And, of course, our faith is embedded in every domain of the program. Sacred Heart School is located on Summit Avenue and has been for over 60 years. And we're proud to say, again, it's the only Catholic school in our Tri-City area and one of only three Catholic schools in northern Arizona. Our students are well-prepared for high school, and many of them end up taking honors classes. Our school-wide learning expectations are very specific, to be a disciple of Jesus, to be a just person, a lifelong learner, and a collaborative worker. We also periodically have special programs at the church that are open to the public, and we have a very special one coming up on Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. We're going to be having a speaker named Paul Zuccarelli from Tucson. Mr. Zuccarelli suffered a near-death experience several years ago, and he has written a book about it called Faith Understood, An Ordinary Man's Journey to the Presence of God. Since his experience, Mr. Zuccarelli has been an evangelizer for the church, and he's going to speak about how this experience changed his life. His book will be for sale at the event, and all of the proceeds go back to the diocese for evangelization programs.
That sounds exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. We're so grateful that he's able to come out for us. He doesn't charge anything.
Oh, that's great.
I think
great.
It'll be very inspiring.
Wonderful.
For people in the community. And we invite, again, the community to attend. If you are interested in learning more information about our parish telephone number is 928-445-3141, and you can ask the receptionist to put you in touch with the ministry that you're interested in, or you can also always ask for me, the parish manager. To reach Sacred Heart School, their number is 928-445-2621. We also have a parish website, sacredheartprescott.com, and a separate website for the school, sacredhearteducation.com. If you are currently a Catholic and interested in becoming a parishioner of Sacred Heart, please stop by our offices at 150 Flurry Street and request a welcome packet, and we welcome you to the church. If you are not a Catholic, but you are interested in becoming a Catholic, we also have a program for that called RCIA. And for that, I'm going to turn it over to our RCIA director, Muriel Rabideau.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Hi,
yes.
Muriel.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Well, RCIA is an acronym. It does not stand for Roman Catholic Intelligence Agency. It stands for the Rite, R-I-T-E, meaning ritual of Christian initiation of adults. And it is for those who have never, ever been baptized, or baptized in another denomination, or baptized Catholic as a baby and then absolutely nothing after that. So basically it's for anyone over the age of 7 who would want to become a fully initiated Catholic. And for the kids, we call it CIC, Christian Initiation of Children, but the process is the same.
Wonderful.
It's a serious commitment, so it's not an overnight decision. The RCIA started back in the early church. Mm-hmm. So if I were to take someone from, let's say, the year 90 or 100 A.D. and plop him or her into this process, you'd be totally comfortable with it. And as I explained to people, the names of some of the processes come from the original Greek, which was spoken back then on that. So that's kind of how far back this process goes on that. There are various phases or stages to the process. And each phase or stage has different rites or rituals involved that come as the conclusion of a person's decision to either continue on or to drop out. As I tell people, if you start the process, you're never on a conveyor belt, and you just can't get off of it, on that. So the preparation includes classes and retreats. So when someone is in the first phase, they're called an inquirer because that's what they're doing. They are inquiring. Mm-hmm. And for the adults, we end that period with a retreat. And then at the end of the retreat, basically, they decide, well, I came, I looked, you know, this really isn't for me, or at least not now. Or, yeah, I definitely want to continue on. And if they do, we celebrate that decision with the first ritual. And all of the rituals take place at Mass with the community supporting them. And that's called the rite of acceptance. And they become either a catechumen or a candidate. And there's one of those Greek words, catechumen.
Yes.
Which was used in the early church, and that's for someone who was never baptized. Whereas a candidate is someone who is, and it's always, again, honoring the fact that someone has been baptized and recognizing that. So as they progress through different phases or stages, then they'll need to make that decision again prior to Easter. And at the Easter Vigil, which is the night before Easter, that's the big hoopla everywhere in the world in the Catholic Church when we initiate people. And so that's when they would be fully initiated, at the Easter Vigil, the night before Easter. And then the last phase is the phase we're in right now, which goes to Pentecost and ends there. So if anyone is interested in learning more about the process, I won't be back until July 1st. I'm going to be leaving on a vacation right now. But call the church office, again, 928-445-3141, and then just simply leave your contact information. And as soon as I get back, I'll give a call.
Wonderful. And we have Elle here with the youth ministry program.
Hi.
And we're running a little bit out of time, but
okay. Maybe
you can just real briefly tell us about that.
Our program exists to help families develop their children in the faith. We build on what they learn at home or at school, depending if they're younger or in high school. We meet twice a week, Sunday night for our high schoolers and on Monday night for our middle schoolers. We go through programs of activities and teaching on a topic, and we really try to introduce them into living their faith rather than just learning do's and don'ts. We believe that being Catholic is a way of life, and we try to instill that in our youth. We do that through the format of these two nights, but we also have retreats three times a year where our students get to spend some time reflecting and worshiping.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it's such an honor to have all three of you here on our show today. And for those that are interested in with any of the programs we contacted, Jim, the phone number is?
928-445-3141.
Very good. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town, and we'll be right back.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Subaru, Honda, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia, Chevrolet, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, GMC, and of course Ford.
Hi, Scott Hibbets, Jones Ford, Verde Valley. Our spring into summer event is on. This event, folks, has 125 pre-owned vehicles all on site right now, all with discounts and prices clearly marked. No city sales tax. Why would you pay more? Time is now. Cross street from Denny's on Highway 89A in Cottonwood.
Jones Ford, home of the limited lifetime powertrain.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we're here with a very exciting guest.
We have a pretty special guest this afternoon with us, and everybody will be excited about this one. We have Ann McGovern here, who is the general manager for Arizona Downs, and everyone's probably wondering, well, what's Arizona Downs?
Well, I hope everyone
here
knows.
To tell
Absolutely.
Everyone.
I hope everyone knows now we're a racetrack in Prescott Valley, and we are just raring to go.
Yeah, this is the big week for you.
Yeah, we open Friday, May 24th, and we'll be racing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Just in time for Memorial Day. How cool.
Best way to celebrate the holiday.
Absolutely. Well, I can say on behalf of the Prescott Chamber, we're so thrilled that you're here. And if there's anything we can do to help you with all of the festivities or anything, we're here to support that.
You guys have been awesome to work with so far, so I appreciate the support.
Absolutely.
Well,
so
I got a sneak peek out there a few weeks ago.
What did you think?
I thought it was beautiful.
Thank you.
I forgot how beautiful the view is from the grandstands all the way around.
It is amazing. You know, you've got a panoramic view on all four sides of the building.
You folks have done a wonderful job out there.
Thank you so much.
Well, and so tell us a little bit about what it's like to build up to the week of the opening as the general manager.
Well, I think publicly I'm supposed to say it's just wonderful.
Yes.
And everything is, it's really a madhouse and quite crazy getting all the last minute things finished. You know, there's signage going up, there's people being hired, there's food being prepared. So there's a lot of little details that have to be attended to.
But you've had a lot of fun parties building up to this. The Kentucky Derby, during that time, there was a really fun party. And just as recent as the Preakness, You had, what did I see, lobster eating contest
it,
or
it
some
was so fun.
Or crab legs or something, something seafood.
Well, the Preakness is held in Maryland.
Yes.
And Maryland is known for crab cakes.
You bet.
So we
mm-hmm.
figured in honor of the Preakness, we would have a crab leg eating contest. And it was quite fun.
Yes.
It was quite fun. And Red Lobster sponsored it. They were wonderful. But I learned something that they brought crab legs that were cold.
Oh.
I guess when the legs are cold, they're much harder to open and break. So the
yes.
poor contestants.
Oh.
I felt a little sorry for them. But, you know, when you're eating crab, you can't feel too sorry for them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, what a great idea. And again, the facility, like Robert mentioned, is so beautiful
really
that
is.
When you're not racing, is it available for folks to have events like that?
It is. We have had two pretty large parties there. We had a Christmas party for the Mingus Mountain Academy, and that was a super fun party. They're really, really a good group of folks. And then we just recently held the Bradshaw Mountain Prom there, and we had over 400 students dancing the night away.
Aww.
And they had a great time. So mm-hmm. we plan on being a facility that, you know, all the population locally can use to have parties and events and just be a neat place.
Well, it's certainly going to be something that will have a huge economic impact to our whole market. With the racing and all the other activities that can happen. Mm-hmm. And I've been teasing Marnie in Prescott Valley. I've told her we should get a horse and race.
Oh, that'd be so much fun. That would be great if both chambers had their own horse.
Exactly.
Oh, let's have a naming contest.
Yeah, there you
How
go.
Cool could
so
that
Marnie,
be?
If you're listening, I'm putting you on the spot.
That would be fun.
It was fun. But, so tell us about what it's going to look like for opening day. So anything open to the public, I know it
yeah.
all is,
well,
but how does that work for everybody?
Sure. We have made a concerted effort to keep all of our pricing as low as possible so that this can be something an entire family can come and enjoy and see horse racing and admire, you know, just see how beautiful these animals and how athletic the jockeys are. So a general admission is only $2.
Oh,
and
wow.
we have a lot of free seating on the first and second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So for $2, a person, you can come in, see a great sporting event, have some hot dogs, a beer, we'll have grilled hamburgers. But for opening week, the 4 days of the holiday, we'll have some other activities going on. We have some special guests that will help us open the building. As you mentioned earlier, we have a ribbon cutting ceremony. That'll be about 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We were very fortunate to partner with Michael Rona, who will be our announcer. He is one of the premier announcers in the country, so we're excited to introduce him to the market. And some people may not know this, but we are going to be racing two different breeds of horses. We have quarter horses, which are sprinters,
uh-huh.
and then we have thoroughbreds who run longer distances.
Mm-hmm.
So our family fun zone will be up and going. We've got food trucks. We have the Fido 500 races, which are puppy races. They're so fun. most of these little pups are rescue animals their owners have given new life to, and that'll be fun for the kids to see. So lots of good things.
Well, that sounds like just great fun.
That's the plan. We
yeah.
want everyone to leave there with a smile on their face.
Well, you guys do a super job out there. Now, when I was out there for the preview,
mm-hmm.
One of your employees, you know, I don't know anything about horse racing. I've been out there before mm-hmm. years and years ago. And she could tell that when I was looking at the schedules and things.
Yeah, the deer in the headlights.
Yeah, she told me yeah. all about it, how you do the bets. And I thought,
well,
wow,
great.
Thank you so much. I knew there was something to it, but I didn't mm-hmm. know how in-depth mm-hmm. it really was. And she just opened my eyes to mm-hmm. it, and it was fun.
And it can be as in-depth as you want. You can study all the past performances and look at all the statistics, or you can look out and see a horse you think is pretty or you like the color of their silks.
That's the way I usually
yeah.
do it.
Exactly.
I like the name, so that's what I go for. But now I have a different perspective after she showed me the sheet and showed me all about all those different columns. I thought, okay, now I have to kind of think about it.
Yeah, it can be a very intellectual sport if you want it to
yeah.
be. Well, not unlike baseball. I mean, there's a lot of people that study the stats
Absolutely.
In baseball. There are a lot of stats in racing.
Yep. And one of the things that always that has impressed me is these horses are true athletes, and the care that's, you know, the what everybody mm-hmm. goes through to make sure that the safety's first, and, you know, it's just phenomenal.
It really is, and I think that is a little bit of an unknown fact in racing. Horses that don't like to run or don't run fast don't become racehorses.
Well, yeah.
You know, they've got, it's just like people.
Right, exactly.
Some people are just predisposed to being athletes. Some people are predisposed to have other talents. And there are some horses that are more talented in racing than others. And those are the ones that become racehorses.
And these horses love that.
They do. If you turn them out in a field, you can see them running and playing and kicking and racing each other. Mm-hmm. This is what they want to do. And when they stop wanting to do it, a good trainer knows that. Just mm-hmm. like, you know, some athletes, human athletes will get burned out from running. So then we have a whole, program of placing former racehorses in second careers, like hunter jumpers or ropers or trail riding horses.
Wonderful. Now, how many horses do you have on site right now?
Well, we have approximately 1,000 stalls for horses, mm-hmm. and I would say we have probably 700 plus racehorses on the grounds now.
Now, a lot of times I like to pet the horses. Are there any horses that are available to pet?
Well, they are professional athletes.
Well,
and there are some rules and regulations as to who can, have access to them. But, we do have some horses that, are non-race horses that participate in the events, you know, kind of the buddies that lead them to the post.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes their riders will bring them over to the, to the rail and let people pet them.
Yeah. I think when you see a horse and you want to do that, that's a natural
reaction. It's like petting a dog.
I know. It's like,
I want to go to
Salem.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else you want to share? Like, any other specials or any other things that you could share about the weekend that we can expect?
Well, our tickets are on sale now. You can go to our website at arizonadowns.com and you can buy tickets online. And again, general admission is only $2. You can buy that online and have it all done in advance and have your tickets ready. With the parking is free and there's lots of free seating. I would suggest coming early. The first race each day is 1:00.
Okay.
And the doors open at 10.
Okay, great. And betting will be again.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to wager,
right.
But you can wager.
Yeah, we
will not stop you from that unless you're under 21.
Well, there you go.
You can't do that if you're under 21.
Absolutely. So after this weekend, then what does the schedule look like? Pretty much every weekend? How does that look?
We have a special 4-day racing weekend for opening, and then we'll be racing Saturday and Sunday every weekend through September 2nd with two other exceptions. July 4th, we'll race 4 days, and closing weekend, we'll race 3.
Okay.
But every Saturday and Sunday, plus those two holidays.
And then, so the first race starts at 1, and when does it usually end?
We have 8 races scheduled for each day, and the last race is scheduled to approximate post time is 4:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just so folks can plan their day around that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have plenty of time to enjoy the morning and then come on out to the racetrack and have
Absolutely.
Some family fun.
Yep.
Very good. And then if anybody was interested in maybe having an event there or anything like that, tell us a little bit about that. What does that look like?
Well, we have tons of space in the building, and I really want to utilize it for a lot of reasons. One, it's a beautiful building, and I think we can really be an amenity to the communities, you know, all the communities in the area. And it's also a good way to keep our employees employed all year round, but we can do car shows and trade shows and weddings and bachelor parties and corporate events and training sessions. So we have so many options in the building that if anyone has any interest, I would love to show them around and show them those options. Just call us.
And what would be the largest group you could accommodate, roughly?
Well, I think we could handle several thousand people, depending on the event.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is such an asset.
And as
to
small
our area.
As 20, you know, 10, 20 people in a meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
And if they plan it right, they can join in for a race too.
We have meeting space during racing as well. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. See, we could do that.
Well, and maybe it's like staff outings or, you know, like maybe that's some kind of team building the chamber should think about.
Yep.
There you go. Just planted a seed for me.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We don't race to 1. You can have a meeting in the morning and then stay for racing.
There you go. That's super great.
Or maybe just bring your employees for racing and don't do any meetings.
There you go.
We all have too many meetings.
Well, absolutely. Exactly. Well, I know that this is a very busy week for you, and we really appreciate you being on the show. Is there anything else that you want to share? Like, how did you get into this?
Oh, it's a long story, and I don't know if you have enough time, but I've always loved horses.
Yes.
I've always loved horses, mm-hmm. and when I graduated from college, I still wasn't 100% sure what I wanted to do, and the University of Arizona has a racetrack management program.
Wow.
I went there, got an internship, and then 30 years later, here I am.
Wow, that's amazing. And where had you worked before this?
I have worked with a group called the DeBartolo organization. Had three or four different racetracks, mm-hmm. and I've worked at two of them. And then I worked for 13 years at Sam Houston Race Park and also Ruidoso Downs in New Mexico, mm-hmm. and then here.
Wonderful. Well, we're glad that you're here.
I am so happy to be here, and everyone in the community, in both in Prescott, in Prescott Valley, in Chino Valley, everybody has been so supportive.
Well, there's been quite a buzz going mm-hmm. going around town. I know downtown at the mm-hmm. Visitor Center about Arizona Downs.
Yay. Yes.
People asking about it. So
well, that makes me happy.
We're Absolutely. Excited. Well, you know, we all work together, and that's what's important. And this
yes.
is important to our region. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate all that you're doing for the region in regards
well, thank you.
To bringing people here. I've seen a lot of horse trailers. Times two since I've mm-hmm. noticed that the practicing was starting and all of
right.
that. So,
and we have a lot of folks that stay in the hotels in Prescott mm-hmm. and go into the restaurants.
Yeah,
and
it's a win-win for sure.
You guys have a great town.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful town and been very welcoming.
And it only takes about 15 minutes to get out there.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's not far at all.
I was planning mm-hmm. on, 20, 25 minutes. And oh my God, I got here in 15 minutes and I didn't yeah. speed, I don't yeah. think.
I think I've seen you flying by.
Well, Ann, thank you again, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Friday, starting at, people can start, the doors open at 10 a.m.?
10 o'clock, and rain or shine, we're racing Friday,
all
so
right.
come on out.
It'll be perfect weather.
It will.
Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona lawmakers are working right into the evening to get a new state budget passed. The House Appropriations Committee has passed the first bills, adding up to a nearly $12 billion package. The deal means money for infrastructure, a 10% pay raise for state law enforcement, and money for extra school counselors and social workers. Republican Regina Cobb chairs House Appropriations. She says not everybody gets what they want in the plan, but it is very diverse. years.
We have raises for public service people this year that we haven't funded in many, many, many years. We've had education needs and trying to be true to our promise of 2020.
Democrats argue the budget contains a $386 million tax cut, and that's going to hurt education. Mostly cloudy and windy, a 50% chance for rain this afternoon, 70% tonight, with a breezy low near 37, Thursday morning rain and snow showers in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, and a high Thursday of only a breezy 54, finally up to a sunny 68 Friday and Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, partly sunny and breezy, with a 50% chance for rain today, chilling with an 80% chance for nighttime rain to an overnight low near 44, a 40% chance for early afternoon Thursday rain, and a high tomorrow near 65, warming to a sunny Friday high near 78, Saturday 81. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis Rib Platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back. You're listening to Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Chamber Day on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest, and we're just having all kinds of fun today.
We are having a good time
My goodness.
Today, aren't we?
What a great
we do
day.
Every day.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's kind of what we do.
Yes.
We have Ken Foote here from Footworks.
Hello, Robert.
Ken, Josh, hello,
Sherry.
Hey, how's
time.
It going, Ken?
Thanks for having me in, guys.
I remember moons ago when you first opened your first Footworks.
That was, way back in 98.
I'm always putting an S on it.
You know what? You're not the only one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was funny. We had somebody come into the store last week looking for shoes. even after 21 years, some people still, think we're still either shoe store or
Well, at least they found you. You probably got a customer out of it.
There you go. Well, we're so glad to have you on the show today. And, well, first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about yourself, and we'll get into what your company does.
Okay. Well, thanks, Sherry. Yeah. So I'm a father of 11-year-old Brenna and 9-year-old Danielle, married to Christy, just passed our 16th anniversary last weekend, and I still question her judgment, but we'll take it anyway. So back in 98, I had an idea, so I opened up Footwork Auto License and Title Service. Mm-hmm. So we just passed through our 21st year. We've got four locations, about 42 fantastic people on our staff. So offices in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and Williams. And, you know, we do all things motor vehicle. So from all the title and registration and vehicle work, and driver's license. We issued the driver's license and recently the new voluntary travel ID. So we can issue that as well for the state of Arizona.
That's Absolutely. Kind of a big deal. When does that go into effect?
So
pretty
that,
soon, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up. It's October of 2020, so not that far away.
No.
And it will be a mandatory. You're going to have to either have your passport when you travel or this voluntary travel ID. There's a ton of information on it. We put it in a really, really nice, easy-to-read format with a really fun video on our website, so footwork.com, so footwork.com. And you can go on there. You can read about it, watch the video. If you have any questions, by all means, call any of our offices. I've got some amazing teams that can go through and answer any questions. And we make it really, really fun and really easy to get you in and out real quick.
Yep, I know all your employees are great. I've called many times for a lot of different things, for titles and selling cars, and you guys are great.
Thank you. Thank you
for doing that.
No, I'm blessed to be surrounded by a really, really great team. And 21 years, we've got, I think last count, we have got over 91,000 customers that have come through the door. So I am so, so appreciative.
Well, it's such a big deal to be in business for over 20 years, mm-hmm. especially you've expanded in all that time as well. And, I mean, that's just amazing. Mm-hmm. I know that when John and I moved here 2.5 years ago, you guys got us all squared away with our licenses as well.
No, thank you.
So now I'm going to have to hurry up and get in line for the travel one. So what do I need? What am I going to have to bring to the room?
It's funny. Like anything government, they've made a really nice complex list that you have to read through four algorithms to try to decide what it is. We've taken that list and we've broken it down and I won't bother going through it on the radio here because it'll just get too confusing and I'll probably mess it up. Seriously, if you go to our website, we've got it broken down with what you need to bring in. Because it's actually a federal document, it's not necessarily a state document because it's got to meet the federal requirements. The TSA and Homeland Security and all the feds have gotten in and they require certain credentials for us to be able to issue this. So please, either call our staff at any offices or go to the website and we can, answer any questions on the phone or you can read it on our website of what you need to bring. It's really easy, but there are a few things that are specific mm-hmm. to getting this travel ID.
Absolutely. And some might be asking, well, why do we have to have that?
Yeah, so
right
now.
I know Robert's been asking that question.
Yeah, out of the country.
So Arizona had an exemption given to us. From the feds that allowed our existing Arizona driver's license to pass as an ID that would be recognized on a federal level. So right now you can take your driver's license, go down to the airport, and you can get onto a plane, and it's no problem. But starting in 2020, that exemption, it expires. And so at that point, you've got to either have this travel ID or your passport. And that's not just for traveling on planes, but if you want to go to any type of federal building, whether it be the Yavapai Courthouse or anything else, you actually have to have one of these credentials with you.
So this is really, really important. People have to pay attention to this.
It really is because, ADOT, to its credit, has done a really good job getting the word out. We've tried to do it as well. We've got commercials. We've got videos. We've got a lot of things to get it out there. We're just concerned that people are going to get to the airport and then not be able to board the plane. So really, don't wait. Get in now. It's really simple. It's fun. We've got a great mirror system on our cameras because you have to get a new picture taken. And you can actually see yourself in our cameras when you're getting so you can
Thank
actually.
Thank goodness.
It does look.
That is so frustrating with some of those.
So Scotty Dandos at Prescott Glass and Mirror, I told him what I wanted to do, and so he designed these mirrors that go around the state-mandated cameras. And so when you're taking your picture, you can actually see what you look like.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it's really nice.
That's great, and that could be helpful, especially for me. But and I know, Ken, you're so innovative. You're also looking for ways to really make it fun for the folks that go in there as well. I know we've talked about some ideas of what you want to do for folks, but I just really appreciate what you want to do for all your customers.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's it doesn't have to be hard work, and it doesn't have to be a gruesome process. You walk into our offices, they've got all these bizarre colors on the walls that are really tastefully done, but nice, comfortable, padded, seats and friendly people. And it is. It's a fun environment. I was just in the office earlier today, and I heard one of my staff talking to some customers, and they were all laughing, having a great time. And they ran it out of there in about 10 minutes and got all their MBD credentials, and off they went. It was pretty gratifying.
And you are, and the other thing is that you're convenient for folks. So you're in which locations again?
So,
Prescott?
Yep, in Prescott on Grove Avenue. Yep. Prescott Valley, right on Highway 69 in Cottonwood, right there on Main Street, and then Williams, of all places. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a few of the things in the works that we're going to unveil here soon. But those are the four locations currently.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So what else can we learn about today?
Well, so back in 2008, I went down to Arizona Department of Game and Fish and said, hey, why don't you let us do what we do for motor vehicle for Arizona Game and Fish? We want to issue watercraft credentials. Because right now, folks have to go to Flag, or they've got to go to Kingman or to Phoenix. And so they said, you know, thanks very much. There's the door. And so I went back at it again a couple years ago and said, look, I think there's a real need for it. There's only six offices in the state that issue the credentials. We get folks that come in all the time asking for it. And I got a complete different response this time. So we are now a pilot program for Arizona Department of Game and Fish, and we are issuing watercraft credentials over the counter, which means that you buy a boat or you want to register your boat, you can come into our Prescott office, currently only our Prescott office, and we can actually issue the Arizona Department of Game and Fish watercraft stickers, registration, everything right over the counter, just like we do our motor vehicle stuff.
Well, how convenient for everyone.
It's really cool. I'm excited about it. Because it is a pilot program, Game and Fish is just doing it on a very small scale at this point. And we want to do it in all of our locations. They want to do it in just one for now. Just vet the program, make sure it works for them. And then at that point, we'll probably be able to expand it to the others. So if you're in Prescott Valley, you know, and if you want to come in our Prescott Valley footwork office, we can have the stuff mailed to you within about 5 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. Or if you just want to come down to the Prescott office, you know, one of our great team can issue the stuff for you right over the counter.
And they can always grab lunch, hit Whiskey Row on the way there.
You know what? You know, before or after.
There you go. Well, Ken, I know you are. You have this great business here, but you're involved in so many other things. And I know, I think you're on the airport board.
The Airport Advisory Board.
Advisory Board.
Yes.
I know you're on CAP Board.
Central Arizona Partnership, yes.
And then you also opened up another business in Prescott Valley, which we can mention.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. So we're coming up on our 1 year, our first year, the Event Spot. And it's right next door to our footwork office in Prescott Valley. And it's a 4,000-square-foot meeting space that does everything from weddings and parties to classes and seminars. And it's on you actually cross a bridge over a river stocked with koi, and it's a really fun, relaxed, but really tastefully done facility. And, yeah, we're actually having a lot of fun with it.
Absolutely. And is there anything that I missed that you're involved in? Because
oh,
I know
boy.
It's a lot.
You know, it just,
I don't want to miss anything.
No, just trying to, you know, really, we all talk about Prescott, and Sherry, you've done a phenomenal job with the Chamber since you've come on board.
Oh, thank you.
Realizing what the, you know, what the Chamber does, realizing what Prescott has to offer. Robert, you've been there for many years, and you've always done, you know, a really good job.
I met you right before you opened your first shop.
Yeah. So, but it's just, you know, just recognizing, appreciating Prescott, Prescott Valley. The work the Chamber does is pretty awesome. We're growing like crazy. The whole town is, you know, it's great. There's a lot of great people coming into town, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it still has that nice small feel, which is what I think we all appreciate. And the idea is to really, you know, just remember why we all live here.
Yes.
You know, there's fantastic amenities and scenery and everything about it. You know, slow down a little bit, enjoy the pace, enjoy talking to your neighbors, you know, appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if you drive 55 or 15, you're still going to get to your destination about the same amount of time.
Absolutely.
So drive safe, you know, be courteous, you know, everything that that what we moved here for. That's
absolutely
really important.
That is so true. The quality of life here, we've just enjoyed it. This is home for us. It's forever.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. So if folks want to connect with your team again, what's the contact information?
Yeah, so for footwork, it's footwork.com, F-O-O-T-E-W-O-R-K. That goes to our website. It's got all kinds of really great articles, really fun stuff, some videos. And then if you want to get in touch with us for the Event Spot, for a you know, if we got a venue you want to host, just go to eventspot.com. AZ.com, and we can help you out there, too.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, and congratulations on 21 years and a one-year anniversary.
Yes, thank you so much.
And you're also the, what, 16 years, did you say, for
16 years anniversary for Christy and I, yes.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for being on our show.
Thanks so much, guys.
You bet. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
AuggiesPrescott.com, the Go Feed Me page. When you've got a hankering for the great taste of Auggies, go to AuggiesPrescott.com. Check out the menu and all the great happenings. Fill your calendar with Auggies exceptional events and make reservations online. That's why it's called the Go Feed Me page. AuggiesPrescott.com, the place to dine on Highway 69 or online. Auggies Frontier Village and AuggiesPrescott.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our dwarf blue plumbago.
If you can't grow blue plumbago, it's time to move to the city.
This perennial ground cover is quick to spread and puts up with a lot of abuse from dry soil to neglect.
The peacock blue flowers are held wide and very prominent against the small bronzy green foliage.
Grows in any kind of garden, all for $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love easy perennials, they love to shop.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and boy, we've had some great guests today, but now it's time to talk about what to do for this holiday weekend that's coming up, Robert.
No, can you believe it? It's Memorial Day weekend,
I can't. And, you know, I'm just going to whine a little bit because at our last show, which was 2 weeks ago, there was snow when we were driving in.
I know,
and
it doesn't feel like a Memorial Day weekend.
I'm not really sure anything's changed on that.
It's going to be a gorgeous weekend just for us.
That's right. So, Robert, why don't you get us started and talk about what's going on this weekend?
Well, we have a pretty big festival weekend this weekend downtown starting May 25th through the 27th, which is Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The Off-Street Festival Arts and Crafts Show, which is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce show, which is right behind the parking lot at the Chamber of Commerce, right downtown at Goodwin Street. And it'll be on the side of the lot and out front. It'll be a lot of fun. So come on in and see us. The Visitor Center will be open all 3 days, 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, and Monday at 9 to 3. So come on in, say hi, and have a good time. And right across the street is the Western Art Show in Sale. And, of course, that's the Phippen
Western Art Show in Sale, and that's a beautiful show. And that's all 3 days also, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday on the plaza, 9 to 5.
There is just so many things going on, because on Friday we have the kickoff of Arizona Downs with the horse racing.
Yep, big weekend for them.
And then I see here that we're also going to have the Grand Prix Summit Jeep Obstacle Course that's running Saturday and Sunday at the Finley Toyota Center from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m.
And I guess they must fill the place with dirt, huh, to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't ever been to a show like that, but I can see them just jumping all over the place.
And it sounds like that's going to be exciting. And,
yeah.
And, of course, I'm looking at here, we started our historical walking tours.
Yep, and we have one Friday, this Friday only, because of the shows in the plaza and at the Chamber of Commerce building. We can only do it Friday because of the noise level. And that will be at 10 o'clock on Friday. Just meet at the Visitor Information Center.
And then it's the fourth Friday art walk.
Yep, and that's a long time tradition downtown in all the galleries in the downtown area.
And that runs from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday.
Yep.
So you can go to the horse races and come on downtown, do a little Friday art walk and hit some dinner up. I mean, just a lot of things.
You can go to the farmer's market, too, on Saturday morning before you go downtown to the shows.
And that's one of my personal favorites.
That's at Yavapai College, remember, because this is the summer farmer's market, and that's Saturday, May 25th.
And then
head downtown for the Phippen Show and the Off-Street Festival.
And then, of course, on Sunday, we have a very special celebration.
We do have a special event on Sunday, May 26th that celebrate Elizabeth, who is Elizabeth Ruffner, of course. Everyone knows Elizabeth Ruffner. Prescott, I don't think, would be Prescott without Elizabeth Ruffner.
Absolutely.
And that is a celebration of her life at the Elks Theater from 2 to 4. And come on down. Seating is limited. You don't need tickets or anything, but I would come down a little bit early because it will be a pretty busy place.
And they will have overflow at the Haciampa as well.
That's correct, right across the street.
And then, of course, on Memorial Day on Monday, we cannot forget the Memorial Day observation with the Citizens Cemetery starting right at 9 a.m.
It's at 9, and after that, at 11 o'clock, is one at the VA Cemetery, which is right across the street. And there will be shuttle service to that.
So I just want to remind everybody to go ahead and shop locally. Make sure that you're supporting all of our local businesses and brick and mortar.
Yep.
And I know that there's a lot of activities that you can get involved with during this holiday if you're staying in town. Lots of things to do. And just remember to stay local. And
Stay local. Use the taxi services. Ride Prescott when you're down in the downtown areas.
Lots of convenient things. And you can also go to prescott.org for many more events that are going on.
And information, too.
And we're going to be building up. We have a big event coming up on June 6th. I want you to mark your calendars at 4 p.m. We're going to be opening up 27 businesses at the Gateway Mall.
I think that's a record.
Yeah, it is a
record.
For us, it is.
For a ribbon cutting.
Yeah, 27 businesses in one day. The mall's over 80% full.
The Gateway Mall looks super.
We're so thrilled for that, and we invite all to come and see what's going on there. And we just want to thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.